We turn now to events here in the United States. This week, the National Commission Studying the Terrorist Attacks of September 11th made its report. There were also reports in the media that Americans are feeling better about the war in Iraq. Here to talk with us about these stories is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Alex.
The 9/11 Commission says it's found no evidence of Iraq helping to plan the 9/11 attacks. But the Bush administration, Mr. Bush himself and Vice President Cheney, are saying that nonetheless there is a connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. Can both things be true? I heard you interview the National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice this morning on Morning Edition.
Well, you know, Alex, I was over at the White House yesterday. The president had a cabinet meeting, and I got to tell you, there was a great deal of frustration and gnashing of teeth over this very issue. The president said, I think I'm pretty much quoting here, there is a relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda, and he said that there were numerous contacts specifically between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda. The part of this that's so interesting, and I put this to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice yesterday, I said to her, but the American people came away with the impression that the White House was saying that there's absolutely a connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, and that's the justification for taking preemptory action and going in and starting a war against Iraq. So when I asked her, well, is there any reason, therefore, for the administration to apologize? She said, for what? Why would we apologize? So the White House knows they're on the defensive, but they feel on some level they have the defense that they never said there was an absolute connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11.
Juan, politically, you'd have to say it looks as though this may be working for the administration. There's a new poll out this week from the Pew Research Center for People and the Press that finds over the last month the number of Americans who think the military effort in Iraq is going well has gone up by more than 10% in the last month. 46% support in May and 57% now. Those are pretty impressive numbers.
Well, it's puzzling to me, Alex. I've got to tell you, I don't know how it strikes you, but it seems to me sort of odd because we've had this nonstop violence in Iraq that continues to destabilize efforts at governance in that country. You know, I'm not sure if it's, you know, the possibility that people are thinking about the aftermath of the Reagan funeral or before they received news of the 9/11 Commission report. So it's as if the public is getting perceptions from somewhere else other than the set of facts that appeared on the news or in public documents.
One more topic, Juan. Bill Clinton's book, President Clinton's book, is coming out next week. You are interviewing him. Have you read the book yet? It's 900 pages. And what's it like?
Well, the book came to my house this morning, Alex, and I've signed a confidentiality agreement with Alfred A. Knopf that says that I can't talk to you about it. But there have been little bits that have come out. You know, the President Clinton did an interview with Dan Rather that will air on 60 Minutes this Sunday. I can tell you, not based on my reading, but on reports of what he said in these interviews and audio excerpts, that he's mad at Ken Starr. He thought Ken Starr abused his prosecutorial power. He thought the Republicans in the House who impeached him and then tried to throw him out of office were people who had, you know, lacked an enemy after the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of communism, and they picked on Bill Clinton. And he says, and with regard to Monica Lewinsky, the question most people ask me about, that it was a morally indefensible act.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, we'll wait for your interview next week on Morning Edition. Thanks.
Thanks, Alex.